Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Your will be done, your kingdom come as you enlighten us. As Brother Gary so beautifully shared last night, that our hearts have been given over to you, and as you are working in our hearts, it comes forth in our mouths and then it comes forth in our lives. You lead us from the inside in with your presence and with your provision, so that we can be everything you made us to be. Your will be done, your kingdom come this day, in Jesus' name, amen. It's Psalm 93, verses 1 and 2, but let's start in verse 2.
Lord, you have reigned as king from the very beginning of time. Eternity is your home.
Hallelujah. So this is so beautiful to understand. Ephesians 1 verse 4 says, we were predestined, we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And so there we see, where does the mold for mankind come from, and where's it found? The perfect mold and the perfect understanding of a son, of a child of the Most High God. It's in Jesus, because we were chosen, predestined before the worlds. And then in Genesis, it's we see Genesis chapter 1, we see the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit say, come, let us make man in our image. And there we see the image they were looking in was at the firstborn, the son, the child in the Godhead, in the family. And and then he says, make them wise so that they can rule over the world and everything in it. And we know what happened. It all started good with Adam and Eve in relationship, on the seventh day, enjoying the goodness of God and being obedient. But then the fall came in, and they fell out. That's why sin is to fall. To miss a mark is to fall. They fell out of all the goodness. But then, praise God, it was also recorded in the eternal word, in the eternal knowledge and knowing of God, that Jesus would be the Lamb and represent us. So he came to come and bring us back. And after he'd come as a man, as a baby, as a young man, and then moved in power, demonstrating this the beautiful potential life that God has for mankind. He then paid the price for us to be set free from the deception, be set free from the fall, and he is now ruling. I love it where he tells his disciples, all authority is given to me on heaven and on earth. So he took back that which we lost, and that which the Godhead lost, because it wasn't the same when man fell. It's like the Godhead couldn't have the type of fellowship they would long to have, because their children was all become corrupt. But praise God, Jesus has done the work, so we can come back and we can have authority in fellowship with him. We wake up to authority, and then we grow and become everything God made us to be. And so here we can just read verse 1.
Look, Jesus now reigns as king. He has covered himself with majesty and strength, wearing them as his splendor garments. Regal power surrounds him as he sits securely on his throne. He's in charge of it all, the entire world, and he knows what he's doing.
Hallelujah. King of kings, Lord of lords, and he knows what he's doing. And as he delegates, and as he delegates his authority in his leading, relative to exactly where we are, we partake of the grace, of the goodness, of the divine influence in God's heart, and we become everything he made us to be, and we are then also relevant to what is needed here in the world. So Jesus is the head and we are the body, and we play a part in the restoration. Jesus is ruling and reigning to restore all things, and us as his body play a part in that. Be blessed as you understand this and you rejoice in this, that you have been chosen to know him, know yourself, and then know what is available for mankind. Be blessed as you arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.